This podcast is part of the MyPodcast.com network. Go online right now and get your very own 100% free podcast, MyPodcast.com.
Hey, Leslie, thanks for calling Animal World. Thanks for being so patient with us.
Okay.
Now tell us, Margie? What kind of a dog was Margie?
She was a cattle dog, a shepherd, maybe lab mix.
Okay.
She's very molted looking. She's very beautiful, gray and black and brown.
And you had her for 10, 11 years?
No. I only had her, less than 4 years because she was an animal shelter. We picked her up at the beach because my husband wanted another dog because we had to put our other dog to sleep. And my husband was disabled.
Aww.
And then he died 16 months ago.
Oh, I'm sorry
to
hear that.
I had to put Margie to sleep Wednesday.
Honey, that's not that long ago. You've had a lot of loss this year.
Yeah,
I'm so sorry.
So I just wanted to know if Margie was with him.
She absolutely is with him.
Oh, good.
Of course.
Was she happy with me?
Yes, absolutely. Not a minute too soon. Okay? Not that means she had to put her to sleep.
Yeah.
And it was the right time.
And it was the right time.
The right thing to do.
Right. Not a minute too soon.
And Margie appreciates that.
Yeah, absolutely. There, you know, it's one thing that, Leslie, we can do for them that we can't do for ourselves. You know, and she's very happy, and he was right there to greet her.
Good.
Okay.
I just was hoping that was the thing I did. And she's good.
Yeah, and your husband, he wants you to know I'm walking. I'm walking good. I'm walking.
Good, because he was disabled.
Yeah, I'm walking.
Oh, I see. So he couldn't walk in his physical body, but now that he's out of his body on the other side, he's walking.
Well, that's good news.
Yeah. We tried for 5 years to get him to walk.
Yeah, I'm walking. That's what he wants you to know. I'm walking.
And that's special.
Yeah.
He's a great guy.
He is an absolutely wonderful guy with a wonderful sense of humor.
Yes.
And he wants you to know he's going to just wait for you. He says, not too soon. Not too soon, so you hang on, he said.
I mean, it's not time for Leslie to cross yet.
No, not at all.
You need to stay here.
You got stuff to do, Leslie, okay?
Okay.
All right, but he's happy, and he wants you to know. He says that he's with his mom.
Oh, good.
Okay, so he says, I'm happy, I'm healthy.
Oh, good.
Okay, and he's spending time on the beach with his girl.
That would be Margie.
That would be Margie.
Hey.
Okay. Oh, that makes sense because we got her at the beach.
Yeah, I'm spending time on the beach with my girl.
And we spread his ashes on the beach.
There you go.
Isn't that love? I love the messages that come through for spirit that Kim has no idea about, but
it's
there's
really
something that will let the person know she's really in touch.
Yeah.
How is that? Is that special?
Yeah, he says, you're still going through my stuff, though.
Oh.
You're still going through some things. And that's been kind of hard for you. He said, just hang on. He said, you know, you're going to read some things that are hard. He said, but just hang in there, okay? You're doing a good job, and you have some help doing that. So just kind of, you know, let go and let God, he says, okay?
Okay, I'll do that.
All right. You just take care, Leslie. You're doing fine. She's with him. But I think probably down the line you'll probably want another pet. Just to have somebody with you because you're a little lonely.
Well, I have Lucy, my cat.
Yeah, but how about another dog?
Well, if I can have her, I don't know where I'm going to move.
Okay. Well, I think you'll probably find a place where you can at least have a smaller dog.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Yeah, and because you like a dog.
Yeah.
And you almost like a dog better than a cat.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, you like your kitty, too. She's nice, and she's a little bit like a dog.
Yeah,
because she follows you around from room to room.
She does.
What you doing?
Yeah, and she sits on my chest in the morning.
Yeah, she's a lot like a dog, and she really knows your routine. You know, when are we eating, when are we going, what are we doing, what's happening.
She always waits for me in the driveway when I come home at night.
She knows your routine exactly. So
she does. That's really clever, that's clever of you, because she does. She keeps track of me really good.
Yeah, she's good.
So, Leslie, now you know that Kim was really in touch.
Yes, she really was. I mean, it's very specific, especially about the beach and Mike's sense of humor. And Mike was the wonderful man.
He was a good guy. He was a very good guy, and he loved you very, very much.
Well, and he still does.
Yes, absolutely.
And he wants you to know he's healthy, he's walking, and he's hanging out on the beach with Margie.
That's right.
Waiting for you to finish your time here, but he says it's not time for you
yet. You got things to do.
You got work to do.
Okay, I'll do my work.
All right, Leslie, and know that they're with you and thinking about you, and they'll be waiting for you on the other side.
Okay, thank you.
All right, you take care, Leslie. Uh-huh. Thanks for waiting.
Bye-bye. Okay. All right, Gary. So our miracle worker, Rob?
Yeah.
So what did he do? Did he tell you?
Worked his magic.
So do we know what the problem was?
No, I'm not sure.
We just knew we had to wake him up, and he had to come fix it. Woo-hoo! But he did.
It's fixed, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Rob. Woohoo!
We're up and rolling.
Well, cool. I was hoping maybe he showed you what he did, so if this ever happens again...
It wasn't something I would...
That you would be able to do.
Yeah.
Mm. So I guess we just have to wake him up. But isn't it nice to know that we can wake him up
That's
and they'll
right.
come they'll come running.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Rob. All right, who we go next with line three? We are going to... Oh, Deborah in Seattle. Woohoo, she's back. Deborah in Seattle, you're live with Kim Miller Medium.
Hello there. Thank you for taking my call, and I'd like to thank Rob also.
Yes. Hey, Rob.
Thanks for holding.
Four paws and one tail up from Animal World
That's
today.
That's right.
We appreciate it. So what can Kim do for you, Deborah?
Okay. My dog, Jenna, died last year.
Aww.
I did talk to Kim last time she was on.
Uh-huh.
And I've had my new dog, Shadow, for about 6 months. And sometimes I wonder if I should keep Shadow, if it's good for us to be together, or whether he'd be happier in a different situation.
Okay, just out of curiosity, what kind of dog is Shadow?
He's a Husky Shepherd.
And how old is he?
He's 1 year.
You're old?
I got him 6 months ago.
You got him 6 months ago? Where did you get him?
A Craigslist.
Okay. Ah, okay. Oh, okay. So for some reason, you're thinking it may not be a good match.
I wonder sometimes.
Okay, well, let's see what Kim picks up. What are you picking up,
Deborah, for his sake, don't bounce him around.
Okay.
Don't bounce him around. He's already been bounced around. And I think that's going to be really hard for him. He needs to know that you are it. You are his forever home.
Okay.
And that's part of his problem is, are you it? Are you it? Am I going to go somewhere else? Okay. So you need to make sure that he's okay with you and that he's going to stay there.
Okay.
All right. You're going to have to be patient. Please be patient with him because most of it is the fact that he's been bounced around.
Do you think she needs someone like me to come out and work with her to help her settle him in, or just him knowing it's his forever home?
I think knowing that it's his forever home, but if you have any behavior issues, which I think his behavior issues are just, he's just not like your other dog.
But I am getting to love him more and more, though.
Oh, good. Good.
And it really helps that you told me that I should... You know, that he should stay with me, and I'll tell him that, too.
Okay. Didn't I tell you last time he should stay with you?
I can't remember. I don't think we discussed it.
Deborah, he needs to stay with you, and your whole problem around him is that he's just not like that other dog. You
and
know?
He's a male.
Yeah. And he's a good, good guy.
He is very good. He is. Everybody loves him, too.
Yeah.
Everybody I know loves him.
And I think it's just that he's a guy dog, and you're just not liking that dog. You know, you don't like to rub his tummy. And, you know, I mean, there's something different about rubbing a boy dog's tummy than rubbing a girl dog's tummy.
It's actually probably good.
Yeah.
I have a male dog because I haven't picked very good boyfriends in my life. Maybe he can.
Okay,
know,
so this is your start at picking good men.
I'm ready to pick a good one.
There you go. And he's going to be very discerning with any man you bring in the house.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, so if you do bring a man in the house and he doesn't like him, boot him back out.
Oh, all right.
Okay, he's a really good judge of character.
Okay,
you'll see
so Shadow is going to be the approve or disprove department.
That's right.
Okay. Now, I just have another quick question, if it's all right.
Of course.
That I wanted you to ask Jenna, which is the girl that is in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
actually, two questions. One question is, Is there anything she wants me to know?
She wants you to keep Shadow.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Give him a chance, Mama. Give him a chance.
Oh. Okay.
Okay. All right.
And does she want me to do anything with her ashes?
You could spread them or you could bury them. It sounds like there's a spot like in behind your house that she liked to lay.
Oh.
Okay, that you could put them there. Or there's a place that you guys used to go together that you could spread them.
There was a lot of places, though.
Sounds like there's
like
either a beach or there was a big park.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so it's not just a little park. It's a great big, huge park place that she liked best.
All right. It's hard to say goodbye to her.
I know.
It'll be very, very hard.
Well, keep a little bit of them if you want. You know, you just know that she's with you all the time. That body is just something they drove while they were here, right? So, you know, they're all spirit. So she liked the big park, whatever that is. That's what she calls it. So,
All right.
All righty, Deborah, thanks for being patient and hanging in there for us.
Take care.
Thank you. Uh-huh.
All right. Thanks for calling Animal World.
All right.
Let's go to, looks like, Sin in Shoreline. Hello, Sin. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with Kim Miller.
Hi.
Hi.
This is a good eye wash, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is, isn't it?
You know, what I recommend, because it's bone meal. So if people have an affinity with their garden, bone meal is great on roses.
What?
Recycling animal ash.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I lost me there for a minute.
I was totally lost.
Were you calling
saying
a gardening show?
Are you listening to another
Cisco
station and calling us? So you're saying, Sin, spread your animal's ashes on your rose garden.
Or your people's ashes.
Or your people's ashes.
It's bone meal. It's all bone meal.
Oh, yeah.
You
pay
money
you're
for
right.
bone meal.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But well, that's just, you know, some people don't like gardens. Or, you know.
All right. That's cool.
Water or whatever. No, that, I called about Bitsy Blackbird. Bitsy Blackbird is a... She was billed as a Rex, an old Rex, with eczema. But in fact, she is a old Sphinx with hives. And I'm treating the hives topically, and I got a set of books that I haven't had time to read. But basically, don't just ignore that. I'm going to. I want to know. She's taken a year for her to learn how to be a pet. She's learning how to be a pet.
Mm-hmm. Well, she was a rescue cat then you got somewhere, Sin?
Yes, but I...
Because a Sphinx is a breed of cat for anybody that's listening that doesn't know.
Okay.
And how old is Sphinx?
Well, we don't know because she was a rescue.
Okay.
She's
okay.
probably 8 or 9, but it's hard to tell because they're hard years.
I'd say 7.
Older than that. My theory is that she was a show cat, a Sphinx, and then they used her as a kitten factory.
But she's allergic to something.
She's allergic to kittens. And the thought of kittens.
I think she's allergic to more than that. And
I know, and I have the book, and I'm going to research it. The endocrine thing.
Oh, okay, the Plechner book.
She's got a food allergy, though.
That, too.
Yeah, that's part of it.
She eats everything.
Yeah, she's got a food allergy, and it could possibly be corn.
Corn.
I don't feed them corn.
Unless you feed them raw food.
I do feed them a lot of raw food.
Okay, because there's corn in just about every single bag of cat food.
Topically, I'm giving Gold Bond, which really works a treat, but they were giving her cortisone, and that was clearly not working.
Right.
But I'm not worried about her health right now. I'm dealing with that.
Okay.
What I want to know is, what is her history, what I think it is? In other words, was she a breed? Because when you hold her up, you've got... You know, she looks
Was she a show cat and a breeder?
It's got saggy tits and a saggy belly.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I think she's had kittens after kittens after kittens.
Yeah, I don't think she was a show cat, though. I think she was a breeder.
Right. She may have never been shown, but she acts like she's been shown.
Yeah.
She can handle her that way.
I think she might have been handled by a show person.
Yeah, I got her from a breeder.
But I don't think she was shown herself.
Maybe not.
No. So she was just used for breeding.
Just for breeding, yes.
And so she did have multiple litters.
Multiple litters, right.
Yeah, so you're right on that, Sin.
Yeah.
So that's all the history that I can get from her.
Yeah, but I think
she wants to tell me, but I can only get parts of it.
Right, I think she's only about 7, though.
You know, I said they were hard-lived years.
Yeah, they were hard, yeah.
But that's okay, but that means I've got many more years of her, because all my rexes have lived till they're 19, 20, 21. So I have many, many years of this cat, so I'm thrilled. I'm really delighted.
All right.
I'm just taking it very slowly. And then I have one more question about it. This is not my Sphinx, my Rex.
Mm-hmm,
my Rex, his spot. He was a diva.
Uh-huh.
And he was, well, man, he was gorgeous, and he knew it. And you know the diva cats. Some cats are B cats, and some cats are divas, and divas believe that everything in the world owes them homage.
Well, they're a god in their country, you know.
Or a goddess. Yeah. Either way.
Right.
Well, Spot, he insisted on going over across the street to their medical dental building, and because the secretaries adored him,
mm-hmm.
and the receptionist and the nurses, they come out, and I said, they call me, because Spot's here again, and I go rescue him. I said, stop giving him attention. He thrives on it. Just ignore him. But he's so cute. Well, I said, you're going to kill him, and that, in fact, was happening. He kept insisting on going back into the busy street, and finally he just got. So
he got hit by a car.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
well,
what's your question?
It was the busy street, and he wasn't supposed to go there at all. But he just was smug with it. So I miss him terribly. I grieved for 5 years or something like that. It was horrible.
Uh-huh. Well, what would you like to know from Kim?
Whether he's learned a little humility. I know he's happy. He's always happy.
No.
No.
The answer to that question is no.
No.
So he has a new entourage up there that adore him and take care of him.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah,
well,
I mean, really, I have to say that we are not, as humans and as animals, we are not much different over there than we are here, but we have the big picture.
Well, I had a diva that was a darling, and Artie was never expected. Well, he wasn't smug with it, let's put it that way. Just everybody adored Artie,
mm-hmm.
and everybody adored Spot, but Spot was pushy with his divahood. It was right in your face, literally in your face. He'd get up on top of you and rub his head hard against your face. And I thought it was funny. My mother wanted to kill him.
He's just really a friendly guy.
Oh, and he was the favorite of Cats Exclusive.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to talk about that. That was a different issue. But, no, and then some idiot woman over at the Pentacle Dental Building got him and put a sign on him saying, feed me, and then take me home and feed me. Like he was a stray, like I'd starved and shaved him.
Uh-huh.
What an idiot. But I got him back from that. Okay, well, I knew he was happy because his voice was happy.
All right, well, he's still a diva on the other side.
Okay, and Bitsy's took much sugar. So that's wonderful news. Well, thank you.
All right, Sin. Thanks for calling Animal World.
Thank you.
All right, you guys, that opens phone lines for you. And as you can hear, phone lines are now working. So if you'd like to give us a call and you'd like Kim to read for you or your animal friends or your human or animal friends on the other side, local number 425-373-5527. Long distance within Western Washington, 888-298-5569. And you can send us an email to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All right, next email up. This is number 2 from Nan, Kim.
Okay.
She says, hi, Kim. This is my second question this morning. The first was for my aunt. What I'm wondering is if this is a good time for my husband and I to get another pet. We lost our kitty Freckles to the pet food mess a year ago February, and we're still so sad about that. Nan, I'm so sorry. We tried so long and hard to save her, but she was 13 years old, and we finally had to let her go. We love animals and find ourselves looking at others and their pets lovingly like a childless couple. We are both retired, but have been very busy with elder care for my dad, managing estates, etc. Seems there is always a reason not to seek out another pet. Should we wait for one to come to us, like Freckles did, or is now the time to adopt? Thanks for any insight you can give us.
I think now's the time to adopt. I think they have a hole that needs to be filled. And so they're obviously, when you start aching for something and watching other people with other animals and other, you know, walking down the road and you have that ache, I think it's time for you to fill that need.
Uh-huh.
You know what? Just put that other stuff aside and it might help you adjust to that other stuff. Our animal friends are really good about helping us deal with the other things in our lives. That's the way they're here, is to assist us in our life's plight. And they might help you with the stress of that. So get another one, but make sure that it's somebody that's pretty laid back and calm, because they already have stress in their life. And if they get, I would say suggest probably staying away from a cat, because cat have such high energy stuff anyway. I'd suggest going with a dog.
Well, they lost their kitty Freckles.
Really? Okay.
Well, you know what might be really good? is going to Meow Cat mm-hmm. Rescue in Kirkland. Now, they also occasionally have dogs, but they have this really neat Meet Your Match program.
That would be perfect.
Where, you know, they really mm-hmm. analyze you and what would work. So, Nan, how about going to Meow mm-hmm. in Kirkland and let them work their magic? Because, you know, what are you saying?
If they want to do a kitty. Really calm.
Really a calm.
Really calm, laid back, fat boy.
Okay.
You know.
And see, Meow yeah. would be able to match you with mm-hmm. with that kind of cat.
And I'd suggest a male, because it's going to match up best with her husband anyway. Mm-hmm. A female, just a little. Sometimes female cats are just a little higher strung.
Yeah, you know, yeah. neutered males really do. I think they're really general basis. Well, depending on what you want. We all want different things from a cat. Mm-hmm. But if you want that really strong bond and that more of that love, snuggle, lap type.
They're the best.
Yeah.
And I think she needs somebody that's just a little calmer, because it sounds like there's a lot of stress going on in her life anyway. So okay. somebody who's a little calm, a little bit on the chubby side, just because sometimes they're a little less likely to be all over the place. And then you can work on, you know, getting that chubby down. But
yeah, so Nan, mm-hmm. We can't tell from your email where you're emailing from. But we're assuming you're in this area. And so Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland. You can go to marthanorwalk.com and click on shelters and find a link for Meow, or go to current events, because their Fine Wines and Felines event is on current events. I also think the Meet Your Match might still be up there on current events. Mm-hmm. But they really do have a great program for matching you with the right kitty. So why don't you give that a whirl? All right, let's see. We have another email here before we get back to the phones. Let's see. I have a 10-year-old neutered cat named Winsome. He's been ill since January, has had every test the vet can give him with no abnormal results. His normal trim weight is about 16 to 17 pounds.
Wow.
He was down to 10 pounds at the minimum. He lost that steadily over about a month as he slowed his eating and drinking. Many, many vet visits to keep him hydrated and nourished finally turned him around, but very slowly. He probably weighs about 11 and a half pounds now. He is eating lots and drinking lots now, but we're into month 6 and he is still weak and thin, and his personality, once a feisty dominant cat, is seemingly gone. His blood tests, thyroid, kidney function all show normal. He was retested for all of the usual kitty diseases with no positive results. X-rays show nothing. He has not had an ultrasound. He spends a lot of the day resting on his pleasantly crinky tissue paper, staring into space, and I wonder if he is hurting or just weak, and what could be happening to him. Thank you, Debbie.
I think I might test him for a tumor, because it kind of sounds like he's sick. What I feel from him, and I've told Martha this before, is when I get a sick cat, I feel sick.
Yeah,
And I feel sick. So It sounds like there might be something going on in his stomach, which would make him not feel, you know, like doing a whole lot. So you might want to have the ultrasound just to see, if you're curious. I would think that you probably don't have a whole long time with this kitty. So you might want to kind of get set for that. But you know, go check and see if there's something going on. It sounds like you may have a tumor, is what it feels like to me.
What about Pleckner imbalance? If he's got a tumor, he probably has the imbalance, and that at least the treatment makes him feel better, but does it feel like there's any help there for level?
At this point, I think maybe not. But
might be too late.
Might be too late, but mm-hmm. I'd go check him out, because I feel sick. So,
Debbie, you might want to check out Dr. Al's website, www.drplechner.com. I mean, that is a blood test panel that you could run.
Right.
That would, you know, that so that would be a test that they haven't run mm-hmm. that you could check. And sometimes, like I said, the treatment tends to help them feel a whole lot better anyway. Mm-hmm. So, you know, who knows? But that's something you could check out. But you're saying maybe a tumor,
maybe a tumor or something
area,
in the stomach,
but it feels like ultrasound would pick it up.
But might show probably. It, yeah. So if you haven't done that, I think I'd suggest go ahead and doing that.
Yeah, and that, of course, is if you have the money to spend and if you feel that Winsome could handle that.
Yeah, exactly. If you know, otherwise, just make him comfortable and make sure he's, as long as he's eating and drinking, when he stops, you know, pretty much gets to that point, you'll know. You'll know because this kitty's pretty good at letting you know what's going on with him anyway, so...
All right. Let's see. We need to thank you, Kim, for that. Yep. And all right, you guys, if we answered your email, if you need more details or clarification, get your emails in soon. AnimalWorldLive@hotmail.com. Those of you with phone lines, hold on. We're going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors. When we come back, we'll do a real quick current events. We'll get right back to the phones. And it's open phone lines for the rest of the show until noon. So stay with us because there'll be plenty of time for Kim to connect with your animal friends or human friends or whoever you want straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk AM 1150.